Hello, I'm Malcolm Cox, and this is Malcolm's Monday Meditation. Today's topic is Perfect is Problematic. Have you ever heard the phrase, I want to be just like Jesus? Perhaps you've said it yourself. Sounds good, right? Very holy. But is there a problem with it? Well, perhaps. Why might this be? Well, let me tell you what happened last Saturday. Penny and I attended a conference called Emotions. The focus was on how Christians deal with mental health challenges and issues such as guilt, worry and perfectionism. About 600 people were there. People are looking for good Bible teaching and practical help. I think we got both on that day, and judging by the atmosphere in the room, we were not alone in that assessment. Every talk was illuminating, but for the purpose of this article, I'll focus on, well, just one matter, that of perfectionism. Jesus does not expect perfection of his followers. What? Doesn't that sound like heresy? Doesn't he say, be perfect, therefore, as your heavenly Father is perfect? Yes, he does, in Matthew 5, verse 48. But what does he mean? Well, let's think about the context. Up on the mountain, Sermon on the Mount, he has laid out a metaphorical table spread with sayings and examples, some sweet, some sour. These teachings make it clear that what having a relationship with God is like in the kingdom under the new covenant. In summary, the law is inadequate. If you love God, you will treat people completely differently to the way you otherwise might. Women, enemies, troublesome brothers, wife, and the like. But not because this is a new law. These instructions cannot be a new law. The old law was hard enough to keep. This one is impossible. Never look at a woman lustfully. Is he kidding? No. Instead, we are being driven to seek Jesus. He must be our all in all. And he gets onto that in chapter 7, but that's for another day. Our call is to have a relationship with Jesus that is desired above all others. That's where the perfect word comes in. The Greek uses teleos, which means complete. As it says in one of the commentaries I read, Jesus is demanding a different approach, not via laws read as simply rules of conduct, but rather by looking behind those laws to the mind and character of God himself. That comes from the New International Commentary on the New Testament and on the Gospel of Matthew. In other words, it's all about relationship. You see, relationship rules out perfectionism. If you've ever had a friendship with an unreformed perfectionist, you will know that it's exhausting, distancing, and often short-lived. Perhaps you have been that perfectionist yourself. The good news of the gospel is that we no longer need to be enslaved to perfectionism. We are complete in Christ. Hebrews 10:14, for by one sacrifice he has made perfect forever those who are being made holy. My deeds, my works, my obedience may not be completely perfect, and in fact they are not and never will be, but my Jesus is perfect, and he has donated his perfection to me. Wow. Now, desiring and planning to grow to be more like Jesus is good, and the Spirit helps us along, 1 Corinthians 3:18, but that's very different from setting a standard of being exactly like him, which implies that human effort is the key. No, we're simply not going to get there in this life, which means that perfectionism is anti-grace. We cannot have humanly attained perfection and grace. We must either believe we have the power to be perfect, which we don't, or believe that Jesus has the grace to cover our imperfection. It's our choice. Which one sounds more like freedom in Christ? Galatians 2:4 and 5, verse 1. Does this lie behind why it can be hard to find volunteers in church? Perhaps the reason people do not respond to the call to help is not because they are unwilling, but because they believe themselves to be inadequate. They don't feel good enough to serve. The life and teachings of Jesus confirm that he is interested in the not good enough far more than those who think they are adequate. It is the former who respond to his love and enjoy his grace. This leads to a closing question. Do we speak about standards in the church, in our Christian relationships, and in our families in a helpful way or a burdensome way? Let's watch our language and do our best not to reinforce active or latent perfectionism in one another. Rather, let's make our best effort not a perfect effort, but a best one will do, our best effort to inspire one another with the grace that is offered to all of us perfectionists. Until the next time, I hope you have a wonderful week, and God bless.